That wet rock or wet stone?
Yes.
For that?
A big instrument that you wouldn't carry around with you. Have you ever seen someone sharpen something?
On this wet rock, girl.
Yeah. The big instrument that's that you wouldn't carry around with you, how does that operate?
They turn the hand. Usually turn the hand.
And what is the instrument made of?
Stone.
Okay. If you've been working on, or if I guess your husband had been working on a car, and someone came up to him, and he was about to shake hands with him, but he might look down and say, "I won't shake hands with you because my hands are
greasy."
Okay. If he had actually been getting the car all ready to go, overhauling it, so to speak, he might say he changed the oil and he blanked the car.
Greased the car.
Okay. And you use gasoline in a car, but you also have to have
oil.
What kind of oil do you use in a lamp or something like that?
Use kerosene.
Have you ever seen a sort of makeshift lamp, or have you ever seen something that you make to have for a light that you can sort of make yourself?
Yes, a candle.
Okay, you can make a candle. I was thinking about like if men were working out or something like that and they needed
to. They use lemons.
Okay. In a tire that you use on the road, inside the tire you have a
tube.
And if you have a boat and you're going down the river to put it in the water, you would say they are going to blank the boat, meaning they're going to put it out in the water. Well, let's say maybe launch the boat.
Yes.
What is a rowboat?
A rowboat, I guess the rowboat is one that's pulled by a motor.
If your children holler to you, "Where are my clothes?" then you might reply, "What?"
They're in the closet where they're supposed to be.
Okay. And if you meant that they were where you were, near where you were, you might say they are
in the closet here.
Okay. If I made a statement and I was really saying you are 40 years old, I'm right, you might say what in reply to that?
No, I'm 41 years old.
All right. Sometimes in the kitchen, if you have on a dress that you want to sort of say, if you don't want to get spots on it, you might wear something over your dress.
I usually wear an apron.
Okay. If you're writing and you're not writing with a pencil, you might be writing with a
fountain pen.
Okay. And if you, another kind of pen that you use to put something together would be called a, if you had a tear or rip in your clothes, you might
A safety pin.
Okay.